India's attacks on believers are turning into a genocide. A Christian broadcast celebrates 5 years of ministry to the Turks. And evangelism training to Muslims is underway in the Congo. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite the deployment of law enforcement troops, India's violence continues to inflict daily damage on Christians. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dance.
They are calling it genocide. It's not just watchdogs, it's the United Nations, or at least the European Parliament. Even some from our U.S. government have written to the government of India and say this is unacceptable. The President of France has also said this is unacceptable. The reason they're saying it's genocide because it's targeted at one particular segment of society, the Christians and the Dalits.
25 pastors and their families have been moved to an OM base for safety and protection. The team is acting as the hands and feet of Christ, but
we're so restricted in what we can do going into the area. Basically, our focus right now is those that are able to come out, coming to the church, and we're doing what we can financially to take care of medical needs. Also food and clothing and housing.
Next, Christianity is labeled a foreign religion in Laos, so becoming a believer is considered near treason. Christians in communist-ruled Laos report escalating persecution now, and according to the World Evangelical Alliance, believers are dealing with more outright intimidation and harassment. In fact, two believers and a pastor have been handcuffed and in stocks since August for refusing to renounce their faith. Please pray that their faith would remain strong and that God would intervene. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many organizations have been kept on their toes as a result of a global food crisis. Food for the Hungry, though, is getting a little creative. Director of Artist Relations, Jeff Miller, explains why Food for the Hungry has been working alongside Christian recording artists to raise support.
Our purpose in doing so is to utilize their forums so that we can educate their concert audiences as to the needs around the world and give them the opportunity to respond.
Responses come mainly in the form of child sponsorships. Sarah Groves is the current musician on board, eager to do what she can after a disquieting visit to Rwanda.
She wanted to find a practical way for her concert audience to get involved through child sponsorship. As she puts it, that's a great gateway into social justice.
Food for the Hungry asks for your prayers as well.
Pray for transformation, not only in terms of their physical needs, but also spiritual transformation.
Meanwhile, a Turkish Christian television broadcast is ready to celebrate its fifth anniversary. Turk 7 has been an encouragement to believers in a faithless world.
It's a very small group. Less than 1% of Turks are Christian, but there is a Christian community there, and they've been really struggling to survive for many, many years. And so having Christian programming on television is so important.
David Harder of Sat7, the Christian satellite television ministry that partnered Turk7, explains that the programs reach countries such as Iran, too. Many broadcasts are created in Turkey, but some Western Christian materials are also implemented using Turkish voicing. These programs have given a new hope to Turkish believers.
These broadcasts really help them to stand firm in the faith, to learn more about Jesus, and to learn more about the Bible.
Pray that these Christians would continue to stand firm and that Turk 7 would obtain the necessary funding to keep running. And Grace Ministries International just launched a three-pronged evangelism and training ministry initiative in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The first prong involved 2 days of training in Muslim evangelism for 40 church leaders. Training covered problem-solving and providing help in organizing 2 evangelistic campaigns that will be held before Christmas. The team also held a seminar dealing with child evangelism in the schools and launched a new school year for their Bible schools. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.